This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Even though the new fiscal year begins on Friday, Congress has ignored a towering stack of spending bills that are supposed to fund the federal government. Instead, the House and Senate are devoting their time this week to intelligence reform. The legislation is aimed at better managing the intelligence establishment, as recommended last summer by the 9/11 Commission. But as NPR's David Wellnow reports, the reform proposals are meeting some stiff resistance.
The Senate bill carries out two core reforms recommended by the 9/11 Commission, creating a National Intelligence Director and a National Counterterrorism Center. In a sign of how outside pressures played a big role spurring Congress to action, Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins stood yesterday at a Capitol Hill news conference, flanked by two members of the 9/11 Commission and the mother of a man killed in the attacks.
You and the Commission are going to be absolutely critical as we fend off amendments that would weaken or undo the reforms in our legislation.
Collins readily admitted the bill she's co-sponsoring is under fire. The bill's other main sponsor, Connecticut Democrat Joe Lieberman, railed at the same event against what he called the Go Slow Caucus, those who say Congress needs more time to think about how to carry out a massive reform of the intelligence establishment.
We've thought about it a lot. We're ready. And we've got to understand here, when people say go slow, we're in the middle of a war. Our enemy has threatened to attack us imminently.
But one of the Senate's chief critics of the intelligence reform bill rejects belonging to any go-slow caucus.
I'd put myself in the go-thoroughly caucus. If time is required, let's take it.
Virginia Republican John Warner chairs the Senate Armed Services Committee. He says an earlier reform involving the Department of Defense, which now controls 80% of the intelligence budget, took 3 years and 22 committee hearings to complete.
Now, if that's a precedent, it seems that this bill should receive no less attention. And I don't say that let's be dilatory and drag it out, but really, I think careful scrutiny is in the long-term public interest.
Warner's committee currently has oversight of defense-related intelligence agencies. The bill before the Senate would shift budgetary control over those agencies to the National Intelligence Director. And many see Warner's resistance to the bill as essentially a turf battle. Michigan's Carl Levin, who's the top Democrat on the Armed Services panel, supports yielding budgetary control to a National Intelligence Director. But Levin is wary of vesting too much power in one official.
I'm in favor of a stronger intelligence director, but I'm not in favor of a stronger yes man for any administration, and I'm not in favor of just giving more power to somebody who is going to be a political arm of the White House.
The White House weighed in yesterday, raising several objections to the Senate Intelligence Reform Bill, which it says it supports. It warned about a, quote, legislatively mandated bureaucracy that would, in its view, hinder rather than help strengthen U.S. intelligence capabilities. Meanwhile, several House committees today are drafting parts of their own intelligence reform bill. Michigan Republican Pete Hoekstra, who's the new chair of the House Intelligence Committee, plays down differences with the Senate's bill.
The focus that we have is we are all in the same sandbox. We are close enough together that it gives us a lot of optimism that we can move through the House, we can move through the Senate, and we can move through a conference committee relatively quickly.
But California's Jane Harman, who's the top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, says the House bill may lack safeguards for constitutional protections.
One of the critical reforms that, to me, is a deal breaker is setting up an independent civil liberties board along the lines of the 9/11 Commission recommendation and the Collins-Lieberman legislation. That is not yet in the House bill.
Harman says she and other Democrats might end up voting against intelligence reform if it's too timid. But in doing so, they could risk being accused by Republicans of undermining national security. GOP congressional leaders hope to vote on intelligence reform before the November elections. David Wellnow, NPR News.